Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Dr. Dahlia Show news team has been awake. Yes, one of them did wake up. They were drinking a Red Bull, and apparently they gave me this. And I think, though, you know, this happened before he woke up, which is okay. Which is okay. Look, I really love the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. I mean, obviously, we're not the best news team out there, you know, but we do the job. And I guess the news that had come in, which I think has already, as of now, been fixed, is Arizona had apparently been reporting a couple hours ago that they had 99% of their vote or 96% of the vote. It turned out that that was incorrect. Their percentage of the vote was 86% of the vote, meaning whoever did call, and I think I know who it was, whoever did call Arizona had been premature because they had been basing it on there being a certain percentage of votes. When we found that it wasn't the percentage of the votes and the proper percentage of the votes, only 86% reporting, it looks like most of the news sites have already corrected that. So as of now in Arizona, they are saying they only have 86% of the votes. Joe Biden and Donald Trump, Joe Biden is still leading. Let me get the exact number. Sorry, I need my readers on. Sorry about that. 1.4 million Democratic votes, 1.3 million Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is still trailing by about 3.5 percentage points to Biden in Arizona. And again, I'm not surprised. You know, Arizona, you know, a lot of people from California move to Nevada, move to Arizona. You know, people think, well, gosh, you know, Nevada, you know, becoming Democrat, and Arizona's becoming Democrat and all that. It's like, it, you know, and again, I really hate this, you know, well, we're Democrat or Republican or whatever. Like, I'm a Nevadan. We're Nevadans. You know, I mean, Nevada has their own needs. Different needs from California. Different needs from Arizona. We did hear a huge we heard of a huge enthusiasm for Republicans in Nevada because they didn't like the shutdowns, but a lot of the Nevadans, they don't so much blame the Democratic ideology of having shut down. You know, they blame coronavirus. Others blame, no, it was the governor. So, you know, it all depends on how you take that. So Arizona having to shift, and Arizona had been very, very Republican for the longest time. It was like a Texas. You know, no shock there. But what also is not a shock, I don't want to say it's a shock, also not a shock, is I don't know if you heard, but there were ballots that were found under a rock in Arizona. Now, I don't believe they are revealing who those ballots were supposed to be for, which, again, bothers me. If the ballots are sealed, you know, people are telling me that there's a way to tell. See, I'm an independent, so I don't have anything on my ballot, I don't think. But they say there's a way to tell on the envelope. Is that true? You guys school me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But they say there's a way to tell if somebody's Republican or Democrat on the outside of the ballot. And that I think is wrong. I think your vote should be private. In fact, how many registered Republicans voted for Biden this time? How many registered Democrats voted for Trump? I just don't, you know, I mean, I vote for the person. I don't, you know, just vote a letter. But I guess more than a dozen undelivered mail-in ballots were found in a Glenda, Arizona field. Glenda's near Phoenix, Maricopa County, and returned to authorities just a few days before voters went to the polls. They are not saying who these were for. But you see, like I said, whether you're Republican or Democrat, that has to bother you. Alright? That has to bother you. Okay, so, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, only 18 votes were found under a rock. Okay. I'm a physician. Okay? I've been trying to grapple and try to calm people down with this coronavirus, but I can't calm people down because I think what people realize is if there is a virus in one part of a, shall we say, a household, a neighborhood, a city, a school, a county, a state, a part of the country, the virus spreads. If that virus wants to live, it's going to find ways to live. When it comes to voter fraud, most viruses don't act alone. Most people that do voter fraud don't act alone. Somebody had the ability to take 18 votes and hide them under a rock. As far as I'm concerned, and I don't know how far out somebody should do anything about this, and it could be a Republican county that has already won for Trump. It could be a Democratic county who's already won for Biden. That there should already be a mistrial. There should already be a miscount. That election doesn't count. And I think the Democrats would support this because they said we want every vote counted. So if there's cheating and somebody hiding ballots, right, then that means the integrity of the election in that area isn't there. But you're not hearing that. You're not seeing anybody. I mean, everybody talks about, oh, we need the integrity of the election, meaning everybody's vote has to count. The integrity of the election means, did every vote get to where they needed to be? Now, personally, if we were really doing this right, all right, any sign of voter fraud means the election has to be redone. If we're really doing this right, because that means if one person had the ability to take somebody's vote, then that means it's not a closed system. That means it's not a protected system. That means it's a faulty system. And I know people are like, look, you know, if Biden wins, we should call it. If Trump wins, we should call it. I disagree. If there have been any documented acts of voter fraud, the election is a do-over. I'm sorry. And I know people disagree with that. They're like, we can't live through this. We can't live through this. No. America cannot live through having a faulty election system. Okay? Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you want to know that the election is safe. Your votes are safe. I don't care if it's 18 votes. I don't care if it's 18 million votes. I don't care if it's one vote. I say do-over. And we do it right. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So again, I apologize if I'm not getting everybody's calls and comments, and it's there's some good ones, but I want to kind of lump a few of your comments and questions into economy here. So one of you asked about telemedicine stocks. One of you asked about tech stocks. What would you do with the stock market? I know I like to talk a little bit about the stock market. I'm not an economist. I'm a physician. Yeah, but I've kind of dabbled a little bit there. And, what would you do in terms of investing? So, let me just kind of lump a lot of those questions rather than individually into what I think could be going on. So as you guys have seen, the stock market, Dow Jones jumped like 800 points. Now I think they're at about 7. Hold on a second. I think they're at 702. And so this was probably one of the biggest surges. We are like on our way to have one of the biggest post-election day stock market surges in our history, from what we're being told. They say that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 2.48%. And then I'm trying to see when the previous time this happened. We did see post-election rallies in the past, obviously. They usually follow, you know, more of the Republican wins, but that's not what's happening now. All right. The stock market would have been predicted to completely bottom out with the uncertainty of, is it Trump, is it not? But the Dow futures were up last night when it was looking like, you know, Trump was going to win. And we'll explain why that is. Then the Senate looks like held their majority, but then things start to change with a Biden flip. Now, even though Joe Biden has promised there's going to be stimulus and promised there's going to be relief, one thing he did promise was he was going to go after big companies like Amazon, tech, etc. And he needs the Senate to do that. So once investors saw that the Senate was still whole in terms of being Republican, you're seeing the response to that, okay? Now, that's not to say, depend on what happens, if there's going to be a crash or not. All right? We saw during, you know, the last few weeks, some big drops in the stock market because, you know, what's happening with the next stimulus amount, what's happening with lockdowns. Unfortunately, what also drove that is the news that COVID cases are up again and hospitals are being overwhelmed. And, you know, so unfortunately, there's a lot to it. It's not just who's going to win the presidency, you know. And, I mean, I remember the day after Obama won, we had a huge stock market drop or whatever. But, it's not all about Republican or Democrat. There's a little bit more to where that comes from. So when you look at what happened to the stock market, Apple's up 4%. We'll talk about telemedicine companies. Amazon jumped 5%. Tesla. Tesla's having a little bit of issues. Tesla's very volatile. I just have a couple of shares for funsies with that one. But, you know, Tesla, you know, they make some news, they make some headlines when they have a new product, then when you hear the product's not all that, it drops again. So Tesla's kind of, you know. But, the only reason why I wouldn't pull everything out of the stock market in a panic that your candidate might not win is because we are coming into Christmas. And so depending on if Apple is going to be one of the biggest gifts for Christmas this year, or if Amazon is going to be where people are going to shop, etc. I do feel we might have a little bit of an uptick because we will have more consumer spending. There may not be a lot of consumer confidence, but people are going to want to celebrate the holidays. And if they're not traveling, travel stocks are still going to be screwed. Maybe there might be a little bit of bump ups because some people are traveling on Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. But for the most part, travel, that's still sluggish because nobody knows what's going on. And, you know, Great Britain may have another shutdown. So rather than travel, people might use some of their extra money towards Christmas gifts and, you know, gifts and more virtual and more tech. So tech, I think, is going to be huge for a long time. I didn't invest in Zoom. I should have. But and again, I was worried because Zoom had issues with the security. But in terms of, you know, you see those commercials where grandma and grandpa can't be with their grandkids. So what they have is like an iPad or something that allows, you know, them to talk to their kids and open up their presents with their kids. So I think Apple's going to probably do well. I think Samsung. I think any of the, a lot of the tech stocks are going to do fine. Now, telemedicine. All right, so telemedicine. Telemedicine, we've seen kind of some drops because Teladoc and LVGO, Livongo, decided to merge. And when news of the merger hit, their stocks dropped. And then when they finally did merge, the stocks dropped. I waited till it dropped and then I bought a little bit more, okay? I bought Teladoc stock when it was like $60 because I had joined Teladoc and I was like, this is a cool company. And I just knew telemedicine was going to explode. Teladoc made huge gains this year, but they have they have a lot of competition now. There's tons of companies out there. So if somebody doesn't like their experience on Teladoc, they're going to go somewhere else. And we have great companies out there like MD Live, Amwell. You have many insurance companies that are using some of the godfathers here in telemedicine to be where they're shunting their patients to. So telemedicine, as long as the market doesn't get oversaturated with telemedicine companies, they're going to do strong. And also why? We're coming into cough, cold, flu season. And if COVID continues to still pervade. That being said, we need to be careful with investing in telemedicine stocks because their business model is a little tricky, okay? People might be willing to spend $100, right, to have a doctor in person examine them and all that. If some of the prices of telemedicine is at about 80, and it's a telephone call where they're like, I really can't give you antibiotics for that, patients might not like that. Now, if they are getting the medication, if they are getting the antibiotic, they're happy. But you have a lot of insurance companies going, look, guys, you know what? Save money. Don't go to urgent care. Use telemedicine, which saves the insurance company bucks. It saves the patient bucks. Now, if the doctor's like, you're having a possible heart attack, you call 911. What are you doing calling me? Person's going to be mad. But if they're like, no, you know, this is pink eye. I could treat your pink eye. Or, you know what? You know, it sounds like you're having, a gout flare-up. Let me go ahead and write you some colchicine, but make sure you get your kidneys checked. Make sure you follow up with your doctor in a day or two. That just saved that person from having to go into, or in a center, in a medicine, whatever we're going to treat them. That just saved that person from going into the medical clinic. So there's value to that. However, for those individuals where they don't have to pay a copay, and insurance might be only paying about $40, and the average doctor makes anywhere from $23 to $35 per call, there's not a lot of profit. There's volume, but there might not be as much profit. So there's been a lot of discussion on the business models and how these companies can make it. If they have to pay a doctor, and you're paying an MD and a DO, I mean, you know, some of them are paying pretty crappy, and some are paying not so bad. But, you know, for somebody to spend 10 minutes with the patient and then spend, you know, 5-10 minutes working on their referral or their note or their prescription, you know, you're going to have to pay them pretty good. So their costs are high. Not to mention they have to have the software. They have to have the nursing staff. They have to have the triage. They have to, you know, so with these telemedicine companies, I think they are going to be stronger. I think stocks will go up, but I would be very, very careful. So, okay, so what to do with your money for the next few days? Well, I wouldn't look at it as, is Trump going to win or is Biden going to win? Because either way, both presidents need to make sure a stimulus package comes. People are going to want their stimulus checks. And I really believe that both presidents, either person who wins, is going to want to start reopening the country. I think they got spanked, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, got spanked so badly that they're not going to want to make the mistake of saying, you know what, guys, just stay closed. So I believe that you don't have to do anything super drastic with any of your investments and all that. Now, mind you, if you think you're going to lose a lot of your tax deductions and all that, you might want to do some shifting. But do you need to pull out every single dime that you have in your 401k or the stock market because you think it's going to crash because Biden wins or Trump wins? No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be some protection there because of just where we're going. But you are going to have to pick the right stocks. You know, I think, anything that has to do with alcohol and mixers and pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies, whoever makes the vaccine, Regeneron, Eli Lilly with their antibodies, I think those might be some safe bets too. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes continue to be counted in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf says Pennsylvania's final vote count in the general election may not come today, but he will do everything in his power to make sure every vote is counted.
You know, the promise of democracy is that every vote counts, and that has been the promise of democracy since 1787. It's still the promise of democracy, and I intend here in Pennsylvania to make sure we keep that promise.
Votes also continuing to be counted in Georgia and North Carolina, where the president holds slim leads. We won't know anything regarding Nevada until Thursday. Fed Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting today, but don't look for any changes in record low interest rates. Most economists expect the Federal Open Market Committee to stand pat when it announces its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. Kentucky voters are sending Mitch McConnell back to the Senate. McConnell defeating his Democrat opponent Amy McGrath on Tuesday. McConnell discussing his win over McGrath.
A statement by the people of Kentucky, I think that they like having someone from our state be able to help set the national agenda and to look out for Middle America and for Kentucky. Beyond my race, as all of you know, we picked up 13 seats in the state house. And I think even more significant, given the challenges Republicans have had in recent years in the suburbs, won back two seats here in Jefferson County that were lost.
Mike Bloomberg is seeing big losses after spending millions in a number of key states running up to Election Day. The former New York City mayor losing $100 million in investments in Florida, Ohio, and Texas in hopes of seeing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win over President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So why don't we review some of the results, and as more come in, we're going to keep you guys posted. Joe Biden currently has 238 electoral votes. Donald Trump, 213 electoral votes. They're saying Joe Biden won 70 million of the votes. 67 million went to Donald Trump. 50.2% to 48.2%. Not the landslide, everybody said. Election is still too close to call in many states. In terms of the Senate, we're being told that the Democrats picked up one seat. Republicans still have 47 seats. Democrats still have 47 seats. And there's still a few seats that are tossed up, I believe, in North Carolina and Georgia. And there's going to be a runoff Georgia election that we might not be able to get the result till January, I believe. In terms of the House balance of power, it is not expected to switch to the Republicans, however, the Republicans did pick up some extra votes. Now, in Arizona, we found out that 90-some percent had not been reported. They're at about 84 to 86% votes reported. Still, Arizona gave Joe Biden a pretty healthy win at 1.4 million votes to Donald Trump's 1.3 million votes. So Donald Trump's trailing by about 92,000 votes in Arizona. In Florida, Donald Trump won pretty hefty by about 350,000 votes in Florida. In Georgia, right now, it looks like Donald Trump is leading 95% of the vote in, with Donald Trump having 2.3 million votes versus Joe Biden 2.38 versus Joe Biden's 2.3. So Donald Trump has a slim lead in Georgia. In Iowa, Donald Trump had very cleanly won with 896,000 votes. Joe Biden, 759,000. Kanye West got 3,200 votes. So I think he's kind of thrown in the towel. Michigan. Michigan has started to flip towards Joe Biden. Joe Biden has 2.62 million votes. Donald Trump, 2.57 million votes. 49.6% to 48.8%. Very, very close. Joe Jorgensen took about 60,000 of those votes. Howie Hawkins, I don't believe they're, I'm not exactly sure what party. I don't believe they're independent, because the independent is Don Blankenship. Don Blankenship took about 1,000 of the votes. So I know there's going to be a lot of, you know, discussion of, you know, could Trump have won if you didn't have, you know, other, shall we say, factors involved there. But it's still too close to call in Michigan. Minnesota, not close at all. Joe Biden, 1.69 million votes. Donald Trump, 1.45. Joe Jorgensen, with that one, took about 34,000 votes, so not as much of an issue. North Carolina, Donald Trump is leading at 2.7 million votes to Joe Biden's 2.6 million votes. Joe Biden's about 80,000 votes away. Still too close to call with North Carolina. Nevada, Joe Biden has a slight lead. Now, these numbers haven't changed much in the last few hours. Joe Biden had 588,000 votes to Donald Trump's 580,000 votes. If you look at the map, with the exception of Washoe County and Clark County, whole state's red. But Clark County and Washoe County are the most populous. So Joe Biden has a narrow lead on that. Joe Jorgensen, right, took 13,000 of the votes. In Ohio, healthy lead for Donald Trump with 3 million votes. Joe Biden's 2.6. Pennsylvania, Joe Biden still has the lead. It's a 53 to 45% race right now. 3 million votes for Donald Trump. Joe Biden, 2.5. Texas, Donald Trump won with 5.8 million to Joe Biden's 5.1 million. Wisconsin, Joe Biden with 1.63 to Donald Trump's 1.61. So we're looking at 20,000 vote difference in Wisconsin. Joe Jorgensen took 38,000 of those. Let me just kind of review for you really quickly here who Joe Jorgensen is. Because I know some people are going to love him. Oh, it's a girl. I'm sorry. That's how I have no idea who Joe Jorgensen. Some people are going to love her. She is libertarian. And she was the Libertarians' nominee for president. We didn't really hear much about her. Apparently she is, you know, leaning towards the second best result in Libertarian Party history. And you have these sort of dynamics that happen with elections. And so, not, you know, she, wasn't a fan of Donald Trump, and obviously so, and possibly could be losing him in the election. But again, too close to call. With the Senate balance of power, we have shall we say, hold on a second. Let me kind of pull up some of the election results for the Senate. Okay, I apologize. This has taken a while to kind of get. Here we go. So with the Senate, they're still saying we're at 47-47 with six seats remaining. Seats remaining include Alaska, who has 56% of the vote in. Alaska, they're looking at Dan Sullivan to lead. He's Republican. He's got a 62.9 percentage points to Al Gross's 31.8%. If they get Alaskans, if they get that, then that adds one. In terms of Michigan, you have now a flip where Gary Peters is in the lead to John James, 2.549 to 2.548. Apparently, we're looking at a 900-vote difference. 92% of the estimated votes have been reported in Michigan. In Maine, Susan Collins still has a healthy lead, 319,000 votes, to Sarah Gideon's 279,000 votes. In North Carolina, Tom Tillis, Republican, 2.6 million votes to Cal Cunningham's 2.5 million votes. And in Georgia, Dave Perdue, 2.3 million votes to John Ossoff, 2.2. Which means if in those four states, Alaska, Georgia, North Carolina, and Maine, they secure the Senate seat, then that brings the majority to 51. And that would then give the Republicans still the majority. From what we understand, the Democrats have been able to flip two seats, and the Republicans were able to flip one. So there's been a net gain of one. Now, going to the House. The House, still in the Democrats' control. 185 Republican seats to their 198. There are 52 seats remaining in Washington. We have Republican Jamie Herrera Butler in District 3, who appears to be winning. Kim Schreier, Democrat, appears to be winning in District 8. In California, Doug LaMalfa is leading in District 1, California. In District 4, another Republican is leading, Todd McClintock. In District 8, Jay Obernolte is leading, another Republican. In California District 21, another Republican is leading, David Velotto. In California District 50, Daryl Issa is still looking like safe in terms of his. And then in terms of District 49, Mike Levin, Democrat, in the lead. So most of the other, though, county races in California went very easily to the Democrats. In terms of Nevada, we have Stephen Horsford in District 4 leading Jim Marchant. Still close race, but 73% of the votes recorded. Mark Amity, or Amity, he won Nevada District 2. In terms of District 3, Susie Lee still has a healthy lead over Dan Rodheimer. Okay, and then with Utah, there is Burgess Owens, and I know Burgess. Burgess is a great guy. Burgess, former NFL player, I believe, for the Raiders, he's trailing Ben McAdams by about 7,000 votes, a Democrat. He's trailing a Democrat in Utah. It would be the only district, but that is the district with Salt Lake City, that would be blue. The rest of Utah came red. So there's a lot of races. Still District 1, District 1 in Arizona, leading Democrat, Tom O'Halloran. And, you know, people have asked, you know, what's going on with Arizona? You know, why would Arizona flip? It's, you know, Arizona has, again, you have Arizona's in between New Mexico. It's in between California. You know, it's a great place to live. So of course there's going to be you know some blending of Democratic sides with that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right. right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got to give you guys some medical news. Okay, so this is kind of cool. MIT is working on something. MIT is really cool. It's interesting. You know, my son is an engineer, but he loves medicine. And he loves that. And I just really see him. I know we've gone to go into aerospace engineering and all that. But, man, I got to tell you, we need engineers in medicine. And we need engineers in, we need engineers everywhere. But, you know, don't discount how much engineering is in medicine and how much business is in medicine and marketing and everything else. So medicine isn't just all about, you know, poops and hemorrhoids. I mean, there's a lot more to it. So MIT has been able to come up with a cough detector. So if you go, and it could predict if you have COVID, even if you're asymptomatic. Now, this, it identified 97% of COVID-19 cases in asymptomatic people. Now, this is some interesting technology, and I don't know if they're going to go into too much detail, you know, and it is research, and it is, you know, going to be revealed soon in terms of how they do this. But one problem we have from the economy, because I worry about the economy, I worry about the schools, I worry about the hospitals, I worry about our first responders and, you know, how their exposure. I don't know if you guys saw that meme. A cop is coming up to you to give you a ticket, and so you have a sign on your window, I have COVID-19. Yeah, you know, and the cop, you're like, see ya, or see ya, I'm like, I'm still going to give you the ticket. I'll just talk through the window then. So being able to have the technology to figure out if asymptomatic people are carrying the virus can be pretty, pretty cool. Personally, I think we're going to be beyond this. I think the only way to move forward is for us to go, okay, you know, somebody over there's got the cold, somebody over there has the flu, somebody over there has gonorrhea, somebody over there has syphilis, somebody over there, you know, we're all living together, you know, just, you know, try not to, you know, try to wash your hands, you know, try not to, you know, kiss somebody who has COVID. And I think that's how we're going to have to do it, just like we used to do with flu, just like we, you know, used to do with, you know, colds. I think that's how we're going to move forward. However, until we do, and we still have this hysteria of, oh my gosh, you know, if somebody's asymptomatic, we need to make sure they're locked down for 2 weeks, you know, and until we get over that, you know, and we're trying to keep, let's say, an environment, let's say in a nursing home or in a hospital, COVID-free, something like this could be pretty, pretty cool. So MIT is working on that. We'll keep you guys posted. It's supposed to be non-invasive. It's supposed to be pretty inexpensive. And so as we get kind of, you know, more details on how that works, we're going to keep you guys posted. They are starting to figure out who's getting the blood clots with COVID. You know, the big question people have is, how come Barron Trump had COVID for 2 seconds? How come Donald Trump, who was 74 years old, only had to be in the hospital for a couple days? Whereas you have other people where they die. Their lungs fill up, they get clots, they, you know. And I told you that, you know, my theories had been, you have, one, you could have different strains of the virus, some that affect you, you know, worse. But I also discussed how when we were looking at men being more affected than women, that there might be this more exaggerated immune response, where their immune system might just take things to the next level. And we medically call these things cytokine storms or, you know, huge, I don't know, autoimmune releases or, you know, there's other terms for it depending on what we think is going on. But in layman's terms and in terms that I understand, it's, you know, some people when they get COVID, the body has an immune system that fights it off. You know, you get a little bit of cough, you get a little bit of ache, but you don't have to go through all the dramatics, and your immune system is able to kind of pick it off. For others, it's just like, oh my God. You know, it's like, ah, it's like a spider in the house, okay? There's a spider in the house. Kids walk by it, cat walks by it, nobody cares, right? I see a spider on the wall. I'm like, oh my God, there's a spider. Oh my God, there's a spider. No. Shut up. I can't watch TV. No. Just let it sit there. No, somebody figure out the spider. And I was like, all right. It's the same spider. But it's our interpretation of the spider. So they have looked at, they've done a study, and they've looked, they're starting to find, you know, how certain, shall we say, people who maybe have antiphospholipid syndrome, and we've talked about this on the show, we're not going to go into too much detail now, but they found that, there are certain patients that have these autoantibodies, these autoimmune antibodies, where you, where they'll circulate and they'll clog and they'll cause some mayhem. We need antibodies, but we don't need too many of them. And so it's kind of like the mother-in-law. You know, I mean, it's nice, you know, to have your mother help with the kid, but, you know, eventually mom and mother-in-law need to go because they're really starting to muck things up. That's kind of how I look at autoantibodies, okay? You need them sometimes, but you don't need them all the time. So John Hopkins did some research, and they found that with patients with COVID, there seems to be this relentless self-amplifying cycle of inflammation and blood clotting. And again, once it starts, it's a cycle. So we do things to try to stop it. We do blood thinners. We do steroids. We, you know, still give you the remdesivir and the antibiotics and the D and the C and the zinc and all that. But, you know, we need to kind of identify who would possibly have this. So they've kind of moved forward on that. Another thing that I need to bring up, there was a woman that came in, acted like she had total COVID, trouble breathing, feeling sick, and I believe she had been hiking. Let me double check on where she was hiking. She's from Colorado. Kind of a healthy woman, a little older. I think she's about 50, 60 years old. And she was hiking the Colorado Trail over the summer, and then she had a negative COVID. It didn't look like COVID. It was the cough. It was the trouble breathing. It was the, so she ended up getting hospitalized. Well, it turned out somebody, and good for her doctor and medical team, decided that maybe not all illnesses are COVID. And she actually ended up, this was her pulmonologist had figured out, that it was probably hantavirus. All right. Now, hantavirus, that came back positive. That's a pulmonary syndrome that can cause, you know, a lot of, you know, rapidly life-threatening issues, you know, when it infects. It's a virus. Again, we don't have antibiotics for it. But you pick it up from, I think, rodent poo-poo. And so something she must have touched when she camped or whatever got it. So I bring this up because, guys, we're coming into flu season. I mean, we're coming into pneumonia season. All right? If you start having shortness of breath, don't just call it COVID. Don't be like, oh, well, I don't want to go and, you know, get other people infected with COVID and all that. Call the medical, you know, clinic first, or call the urgent care first, or call the ER first and go, look, you know, I'm having some trouble breathing. You know, when you call me with telemedicine and you go, hi, I'm having trouble breathing, I'm not going to diagnose you with COVID over the phone. Your trouble breathing could be a heart attack. Your trouble breathing could be congestive heart failure. Your trouble breathing could be an arrhythmia where your heart rhythm is off. Your trouble breathing could be pneumonia or a pulmonary embolism where you have a blood clot in the lungs, or it could be a dropped lung. So having shortness of breath, I think, always needs to be looked at. And if you're COVID negative, it could be a false negative, but there's other things besides COVID. So in this case, it was hantavirus. And she had a hantavirus pulmonary syndrome with the muscle aches, fever, chills, vomiting, diarrhea. But she had abdominal pain. We don't see a lot of abdominal pain with COVID. We can with the GI cluster, but that was kind of interesting. So so we'll kind of keep you guys posted on that. Finally, what I want to talk about real quick is researchers can swab your earwax. You know how we like to clean it out? Clean it out with our Q-tips and, you know, try to like be all, you know, oh man, I don't want to have anything in my ears. Well, apparently that earwax can kind of tell researchers how stressed you are. And they could pick up on people's maybe depression and anxiety based on their earwax. This is super cool. We're going to go into a little bit more detail, but this comes from the College of London and institutions in Germany and Chile. And they looked at 37 participants, and they were basically sampling your cortisol level. Now, your cortisol level is your stress hormone. And when that rises, so does anxiety, so does depression. It's a sign that you might not be, you know, in your most kind of, you know, chill state. So when it comes to, you know, our earwax, maybe save it a little bit, because rather than getting a blood test for a cortisol level, they might be able to swab some ear junk. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.